This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Money is tight in higher education. Specifically, I'm thinking here at public colleges and universities. And nowhere, at least with schools of a certain size, is money tighter than at the University of California, Berkeley. The financial stresses on the UC system and state schools everywhere isn't a completely new phenomenon, but Berkeley is facing a $150 million structural deficit. That is, a budget gap that can't be zeroed out with one-off solutions. Nicholas Dirks is the chancellor at Berkeley, so the person responsible for fixing things. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here.
How did you find yourself in this hole, sir?
Well, I came here at a time when the state of California was doing much better economically. Proposition 30 had just passed. Unfortunately, some of the things that are necessary for universities to keep on going, like revenue, were heavily constrained. And expenses were going up, and we began to see over the course really of the second year and then this last year that I've been here growing indications that the deficit we have is not only getting larger, but is structural.
What are you going to do then? If you're going to look at this university from the ground up, as you say you are, what's on the table?
Well, actually, everything.
Let me try to nail you down a little bit
sure.
on that and ask you for some specifics. Are you going to cut, let's say, even though it's near and dear to your heart, you're a professor of anthropology, are you going to cut the anthropology department? Are you going to cut the journalism school, which, full disclosure, I attended for 6 months? I mean, how drastic are you going to be here? Because it does seem to me, and maybe some observers as well, that what the University of California, Berkeley, is doing right now is not fulfilling its basic mission.
Well, our basic mission is to conduct research at the very highest level and to provide the very best education. And we have been fulfilling that mission with extraordinary success. But we have to be realistic, too. You ask about anthropology. Are we going to cut a department like anthropology? No. But are we going to look at some of our smaller professional schools and ask whether or not they could work better together? Yeah, we're gonna ask all of those questions.
What about athletics? Which, you know, heaven forfend, you cut that, but they operated a deficit at Berkeley, and what are you gonna do?
We're hoping to make an announcement in the next month or so about new arrangements we have with apparel providers and in multimedia rights that will bring considerably more revenue than we've been able to get in the past.
Did you open your Oakland Tribune yesterday or the San Francisco Chronicle and read about that donation to Stanford and just spit up your coffee a little bit?
Yes, I saw it. It's congratulations to them for an extraordinary gift.
But it must make you crazy that big private institutions in this country get money in the billions of dollars and the premier public research institutions of this land can't.
It is something we're going to change. You know, we brought in more money in fundraising last year than ever before. But of course, you know, Stanford, very successful fundraising operation, kudos to them. But they're also raising tuition every year. They're also having to do some of the things that we can't do. And I think we're going to have to be able to learn from and in some cases model ourselves on what the privates have done in order to be able to continue to compete with them as we do.
Do you suppose that if Berkeley's having these problems, and you are not by any means alone, but do you suppose that the business model of higher education in this country is broken?
Well, I don't think it's broken, but I do think this is a good time for all of us in higher education to think about some of the needed changes we may have to make.
Nicholas Dirks is the chancellor at the University of California, Berkeley. Thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Kai.